Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah. Now, we have come to the end of season three. I know, it's gone way too quickly, but it's been a great season. Probably one of my favourites to date, actually, because it's not that we're talking about, oh, I'm thinking about making a change. It's talking about what it's like to actually be on the other side of the fence when you've actually taken that leap, and what it's like to start to live that dream that you have in your heart to live. And as someone who has made that change and gone from one career to the next, I have to say, after all the analysis, after being careful, after asking the right questions, I can safely say to you that it's been great and I'm loving what I do. Every day I get the opportunity to coach and train people to become what they want to be. I feel as though I'm living my dream, and look, it's great. And for those of you who are still on the fence about this, whether or not you should make this change, look, do your analysis, do your homework, but come and join me on this side of the fence. It's great over here. And I really feel like I'm growing. I see myself in a completely different light, and I feel as though I'm fulfilling purpose. It's great. So look, for those of you who are on the fence, please do really consider joining me. And I know there are some of you that listen who have also leapt. So I'd really love to hear from you about how it's going. I know someone did tell me that they have now got a new job as a result of listening to this podcast, and I'm really, really glad that this has helped you. So I just want to quickly recap on what this season's about, and it is about starting again and what it's really like. And yes, it's not easy to start with, because you are learning so many new things, but once you start to grasp things and reinvent yourself and become the person you want to be, it's great. So we talk about things like doubt when you first make that change. Oh, did I do the right thing or not? It's normal, it's natural, but there are ways to deal with that doubt. There are ways to also become more confident in what you're doing, because you are starting again, aren't you? So you've got to get comfortable with not knowing what you're doing, and you will start to grow again. And then what it's like when you're working with new people, you know, you have to learn an entire new system and all of that jazz. And then we finally end the season talking with three people in interviews. So the first person is someone who made a complete career change. It's a really good episode. There's lots of nuggets of wisdom in there. And then we move on to speaking to two people, actually, who help people who are making changes. So we've got Hannah, who talks about fitness and health when you're making a change, because let's be honest, when we're making a major transition, we tend to neglect ourselves, don't we? So Hannah talks about how we can take care of ourselves in an easy way. And then we talk about finance, because as we know, people don't want to make career changes, or cannot sometimes in their own mind, because of money. Because they might have to retrain, or they've got a mortgage they need to pay off, or they've got a family they need to take care of. These are all very real issues, and we don't make light of them at all. So all those things are tackled. So do listen to the episodes again. There's always more you can glean from the information that's there. There's lots of work that's gone into it, research, speaking to people. So thank you to everyone who's contributed to the podcast so far. Now, I wanted to end this episode on a high. So just to let you know, I've now come to the end of my transition from one career to the next, and I'm loving it. But I'm also entering into a new chapter in my life. So very recently, I went skydiving with my partner. Now, I didn't know we're going to go skydiving, because he arranged the whole thing and told me the night before. Anyway, that's not the point. We went skydiving. So he jumped first, and there were a few divers in between us. And then I was the last one to jump. Now, on my way down, I see a massive sign, and there's a love heart in the middle, a red love heart. And in writing, it said, "I love you. Will you marry me?" Yeah, I know. I was absolutely shocked. And on the way down, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. That sign was for me. I know, it's crazy. So I landed, and there he was walking towards me, gave me a hug, dropped down on one knee and asked me to marry him. He gave a long speech. I can't even remember what he said because I was just so shocked. I was just staring at him and I was completely overwhelmed. You'll be pleased to know I did say yes. And so now we're engaged. And yeah, I'm going into a completely new season in my life. I just wanted to let you guys know because, hey, why not? This is the Change and Transition podcast after all. So yeah, I'm going into a new season in my life. This is the end of the season three part of the podcast. And I just wanted to make you aware. So on that note, I'd just like to say goodbye for now. Just for now, I'm going to be working on some new material. Please do let me know what you'd like me to talk about next, because I'm always happy to hear from you. For those of you who have made a complete change, I'd love to hear from you as well. What you can do is jump on the Instagram. You can find me at They Don't Tell You, no apostrophe, or you can email me at info@theydonttellyou.com. I'd love to hear about all the things that you're doing. You never know, you might get a shout out. And I will catch you on the next season of the Change and Transition podcast. Take care.